Second to last parak of Chumash Bereishis focuses us on the very end of Yaakov in his life, and predominantly on the brachas that he offers to each of his children. And usually we look at those brachas, we think mostly of the big picture items in Jewish history and the roles of different shvatim, references to Mashiach. I want to focus for a moment on one pasuk that has an incredibly personal and immediate practical impact for us. The very last pasuk, one of the longest brachas, is that of Yehuda. Extends for several psukim. The last pasuk, the psukim appear to be speaking about the agricultural richness, the agricultural fertility of Eretz Yehuda. The last pasuk in the bracha, Chachli li einayim yayin, ulaven shinayim echalav. That's what I even translate those words. Rashi begins to explain that Chachli li is a poetic way of saying red. The redness of eyes from wine, ulaven shinayim echalav. Al Pipshuta, the way Rashi explains, it means that the land will be so rich, the land will be so fertile and prolific, there'll be so many grapes, and the cattle will graze so well, there'll be so much wine, there'll be so much milk. Chachlili naim yayin. Eyes will be red, mei yayin, from all of the wine. Ulaven shinayim mei chalav. And teeth will be gleaming white because of all the milk. Gemara in Ksubas, the very end of Masech Ksubas, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, is a different way of translating the letter mem. And rather than it being from, that the eyes are red because of the from the wine, specifically the last three words, ulaven shinayim mechalav, the teeth are white from all the milk. Gemara suggests that perhaps instead the mem means then, not that the teeth are white because of all the milk. But the teeth are white is better than milk. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, a comment from the Amor of Yochanan, Tova malbin shinayim l'chaveiro yosu mashkei ochal. A fellow is in need, so I can offer him a glass of milk and satisfy him and give him nutrition. I could offer, and that's a chesed. At times, in context, that's a chesed. We often say it's a bigger chesed to offer him the whites of my teeth. L'ven shinayim mechalav. Offering him a smile is even better than offering him a cup of milk. If he needs a cup of milk, he needs a cup of milk, and I should offer that. But that's obviously helpful. We often in our minds don't recognize the significance of just sharing simcha, the significance of giving someone emotional oxygen, the significance of actually just listening to what someone wants to share. Rather than, we often have, from the best of places, Our reaction often when someone begins to share something difficult that's going on is to right away offer a solution. Either to tell them it's okay, you'll be okay, everything will be fine, here's what you should do. And sometimes you just have to smile. Sometimes, you know, don't offer the cup of milk right away. Just listen. Just hear. Sometimes just smiling and thinking and caring is far more impactful than immediately offering a solution and telling them that it's going to be fine. And we know that when we say, from our own experience, we know that when we tell someone else, it'll be okay, you'll be fine, you'll be okay, it's coming from a good place. At the same time, we know that when we're on the receiving end of that, to be honest with ourselves, doesn't make me feel very good. I know what I'm going through, right? I know that I'm not sure what the future holds. It's very nice that you think I'm going to be fine. That's your craft. But it would be far more settling if you just heard me. If you heard me, and you heard my stress, and you heard my not sure this, that, you heard me out, and you were with me, and you empathized, l'ven shinayim mechalav. And let me add one more layer, a remarkable equation that the Gemara draws. The Gemara draws this contrast between l'ven shinayim mechalav. L'ven shinayim is greater than the power of chalav. The Gemara quotes this in the context of another Amora. Rav Dini had said, what pshat in these two phrases? Chachlili einayim yayin leven shinayim mechalav. He says, Kaddishol Saint Ribon Shalom, wink at us with your eyes. Smile at us with your teeth. Your eyes are redder than wine. Your teeth are whiter than milk. Smile at us, wink at us, show us that you notice us. And the Gemara says, Rav Dimi says, that's the Pshuto Shamikra, Messiah of Yochanan, that supports of Yochanan, who said what we just said before. Levenshi Na'im Echalav, the power of the smile over the cup of milk. What's the connection between the two? Not the same. So, okay, it's on a certain one level a reference to Levin Shinai meaning a smile. And perhaps also what the Gemara is pointing out is that the power of our smile derives in part from the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu smiles at us as well. The central mitzvah of a halach to the dracha, to seek to pattern ourselves and to craft and to cultivate a personality, a character that's more in line with a divine example. So the Gemara is saying, when I smile at someone, when I listen, when I pay attention to someone else, that's powerful, and that's not only powerful in the moment, that's a malach to bedracha. I'm modeling myself after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that. Because that's what we seek from Baruch Hashem, and that's what he gives us. He pays attention with his eyes, and he smiles with his mouth. The Rambam closes, and the Rambam speaks famously at the end of Hilchos Megillah about the unique power of Matanas of Yonim, and how Matanas of Yonim is meant to be prioritized over all the other mitzvahs of Purim. He quotes a pasuk. He says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's the greatest simcha possible, greater than the simcha available through the Mishloach Manos and through the Suda. The greatest simcha is the simcha of giving to others. The Matanas of Yonim, and he says, because Yishayo describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being busy taking care of those who have less. L'hachios lev nidkam, l'hachios ruach shafalim, to uplift, and not even to do practical things, but to care about the lev and the ruach of someone who feels downtrodden. So that's chachlili einayim yana ben shinayim echal. A Kadosh Baruch Hu cares deeply about not only the practical but the feelings, and we're meant to do that as well. And when we do that, the power we have to help someone else is extraordinary. When we recognize the unique power of the listening of the leven shinayim and the simcha and the joy and the satisfaction that it can bring us is infinite, because we're plugging into the model of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.